have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Hopeless is No Longer Hopeless. We're going to begin with a definition of hope from the 1828 edition of Webster Dictionary. And it says that hope is to cherish a desire of good with some expectation of obtaining it or a belief it is obtainable. Now we're going to move past that because we want to take our faith and put it with that hope to make it eternal hope. And to make it that you know that there is some confident expectation that you are going to receive it. We're going to look in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verses, and it reads, "Hope deferreth, maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despises the word would be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." We're saying that this hope is sown, which means that you may not have any evidence that it is there because it is in the root form. The only way that you are going to lose that hope is if you dig up your seed. We want to be able to transcend our hope by removing any presence of loss. Now, in the Voice translation, those two verses says, "Hope postponed grieves the heart. But when a dream comes true, life is full and sweet. The one who hates good counsel will reap failure and ruin. But the one who reveres God's instruction will be rewarded." So what we're saying that hopeless is no longer hope lost, because when there's a presence and a power of the hope of glory, you can fight with everything that you have left. And if you haven't won, then it's not over. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is Hopeless is Not Hope Lost. You see that the presence and the power of the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, will fight to win with everything that you have left. So if you haven't won, then it's not over yet. We gave you a definition of hope. Now we're saying that we're taking that hope and applying the faith of God so that you can resurrect the eternal hope even in the face of a temporary hope. So it's all based on what the word of God says that faith is. Let's look in Hebrews 11th chapter and the first and second verses from the Amplified Version, and it reads, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So we're taking God at his word that faith is based on God's hope and God's oath and God's promise to us that becomes an anchor of our soul, sure and steadfast, unshakable and undisputable, which shows then, if we look at what God said to Abraham in Romans, the 4th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, is a reenactment of it. Is this what God says that keeps us attached to the hope? And it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So you see that Abraham took what God said and he mixed it with his own faith. And he kept that hope alive so that they could birth the impossibility. For with God, all things are possible. Even when we look at Job, he had a revelation of the resurrection of the eternal hope. And it says in Job, the 14th chapter, the 7th through the 9th verse, it says, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it should sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. So you see that even though it looked like it was lost, that just the scent of water, not drenched, but a scent of water, brought the hope back alive. On our program today, you can enjoy the music of Phil Jones. Now let's hear him as he presents one of his Christmas songs, Angels We Have Heard on High. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is hopeless is no longer hope lost. It is the presence and the power of the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, in you that will help you to fight with everything that you have left. And if you haven't won, then it's not over yet. We're looking at some things that we should do to keep our life and our hopeful. One thing we should always understand about hope is the truth and the validity and the honesty and the trust of God to sanctify God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to fulfill heaven's hope for you. Let's look in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse, and it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." See, the end he declares from the beginning, the end is his vision for you, his hope for you, and your expectation of it will not be cut off. That is what he's saying. Now, in the Message translation, it says, "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for." And then sometimes when you're dealing with things that seem maybe very long or very impossible, you need to be able to flush out all the hopelessness with the hope-filled words from the Bible, which is the Logos, until they become the Rhema, which is spoken word of God. Now, Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 7th verse, is blessed the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. And then again in Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, the 24th and the 26th verse, is, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." And then also in Jeremiah, the 3rd chapter, the 23rd verse, is, "Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our hope is the salvation of Israel." So now it gives you flushing out all that doubt until every bit of doubt is dissolved. Plan to stay tuned for the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.